I'm Avi Arditi, and this week on Wordmaster, we check in with Grant Barrett at the American Dialect Society for the results of its 19th annual vote for Words of the Year, in this case, for 2008.
The word of the year was bailout, B-A-I-L-O-U-T, bailout. And I should say that it doesn't have to be a new word. It has to be newly prominent. And certainly the usage of this term has spiked since the federal government has been called in to rescue banks and automobile manufacturers and a variety of companies with a bailout, because that's what a bailout is. It's a form of rescue. It beat in a runoff, that is, we have one round of voting with all the candidates. Bailout beat Barack Obama, and now that's a name, but we were judging it as what we call a combining form, that is, Barack and Obama as separate words have been used to coin oodles and gobs and just loads of other words. It's a very productive combining form, as we would say in linguistics. And so,
For example,
Obamamania, just to describe the way that some people are crazy about the man. Obamination, used by people who aren't crazy about the man, as a play on the word abomination, A B O M I N A T I O N, which is something negative. So.
Right. So you've got the Obamanation would be a good thing, right, to supporters.
That's right.
And abomination.
Yeah, they sound, in the mouths of Americans, they sound almost exactly alike. You have to carefully articulate yourself and say it very slowly in order for the difference to be heard. But most people, you can't tell the difference except if you're reading it in print.
But the name of the next president, who will take office on Tuesday, was the winner in the category of most useful.
Well, I don't know how it couldn't be the winner there, given there were so many words coined off of his name that Slate magazine made a book out of them. A little dictionary, and I fully expect the next 4 years to be Obamalicious as people keep coining more and more words off of his name. The thing about Obama, the last name in particular, is that it's vowel, consonant, vowel, consonant, vowel. It's really easy to say, and it lends itself to form blends, that is, where you take two words and you mix them together, particularly if they're syllables. Like the last syllable of Obama is the same as the first syllable of another word, it's very easy to blend them.
Well, I've got to ask you one more category here, the most creative. And the term was, I'm not even sure how to pronounce, recombobulation area.
Oh, isn't that delightful? But you immediately understood what I was what it means, right?
Well, once I read the definition, tell me, what is a recombobulation area?
Well, I guess we should explain that, because I know it's not quite like this all around the world, but in American airports, there's a big security procedure before you can even get anywhere near an airplane. So it even involves taking off your shoes, sometimes taking off your belt, having your suitcase x-rayed. Maybe even they'll pass a handheld metal detector over your body. It's very serious.
This is largely since the attacks in 2001.
That's right. Mostly in the last 78 years. And so when you finish passing through that process, usually your coat is off, your shoes are off, maybe your belt is in your hand, you're looking for your cell phone, and all this stuff is coming through the x-ray machine bit by bit in plastic tubs where you placed it. So you're trying to put your phone back in your pocket and your belt back on your pants and your shoes back on your feet and your coat back on your shoulders, and trying to pull your bags at the same time, and maybe even you've got a child who you're trying to help or somebody else, and you're discombobulated. And discombobulated is a fancy word saying that you're disorganized and out of sorts, and that you don't have your act together. And so somebody at Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, decided that they needed just a little bit of humor. So above the chairs that they placed there, where you can kind of get yourself back in order, they put a big sign that says recombobulation area. And it's a word that didn't really exist before they used it. And every time people see that, they grin a little bit. It eases you. It makes you feel just a little better. It actually works remarkably well, because it's a place where you don't expect to see a joke. I'd love to see recombobulation area become the standard term for this at airports across the country.
Grant Barrett is vice president of the American Dialect Society and co-host of the public radio show Away with Words. And that's Wordmaster for this week. We'll post a link to all the winning words at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. I'm Avi Arditi.